Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Curious Conversations with Tully and Sarah. We sit down and chat with business owners, entrepreneurs, and some of the best conversation starters. This is a podcast about real life lessons and people doing cool shit.
We're back to regular programming now, Tully. It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Don't know what the date is, but it's Wednesday, and I'm really, really hoping that we're out of lockdown today because we don't record this on Wednesday, obviously.
No, we don't. But we released our previous episode on a Sunday because it was very relevant to what was going on in the world, lockdown, Sydney, Melbourne, and it was on small businesses and Corona and grants and...
Corona? I've not heard someone say Corona in a long time.
Do you remember that meme that used to go around like... Coronavirus.
Yeah. I actually, to be fair, I've not heard it called Corona for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's like COVID-19.
I don't know why I called it Corona.
Yeah, that was weird.
But a lot of people with small businesses thought that that conversation with Minnie was very insightful and shared a light on what they're going through.
Yeah, it was pretty, it's pretty sad to hear. In particular, the beauty industry.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm really, really, really hoping that today we are out of lockdown because, yeah, I just don't think we can take it anymore. And even just like the stores in the city, like it's just really, really sad. So having that episode come on Sunday, it's now Wednesday. We just did a little bit of a conversation with one of our friends, Laura, and we speak about dating. We do give you a catch up. Sarah and I give you a catch up on life and lockdown.
Yeah, basically this episode's two different segments.
Yeah, it is two different segments. But yeah, we hope you guys like the episode.
Don't forget to
like, subscribe,
share with all your friends.
Have a beautiful Wednesday, guys.
Happy Wednesday. I am Sarah Pacini. Opposite me is Tully Humphrey.
Yes.
And we are... Curious Conversations.
I was going to say, we are Tully Lou. How are you, Sarah?
Do you know what? It's a Friday today. I'm a bit...
Yeah, you're actually not going to lie. You're in like a bit of a sad... I can tell you're flat.
Yeah, I'm a bit flat.
Yeah, I can tell you're flat.
Yeah, I'm flat. I'm sure Wednesday... Now I'm like up and about.
Well, hopefully, because hopefully we're out of lockdown today.
Not that I'm flat. I'm just
you're having
tired.
One of those. Yeah, you're
I'm
having
tired.
One of those days. I feel like.
Yep. Pretty sure I am.
Why are you tired?
No, I'm just tired.
Like, I'm tired.
I'm sleeping more than I've ever slept in my life.
Oh my god! I went to bed last night at 9 o'clock, and I did not wake up until 7:30.
But you had an enhancer, didn't
you? Yeah, I did, but I needed it. I don't know why. This is no lie. I don't sleep very well in lockdowns at all. Although, to be fair, this lockdown I have slept so much. This is the best lockdown sleep-wise because I've been spraying this. Shout out to Miles Gray. They gifted me this spray. It's called Clarity Spray. Like a week ago, before we went into lockdown.
Yep.
And I sprayed at night in my room and like on my bed. I don't know what the fuck is in it, but I'm out like a light. And my sleep is, I do wake up a few times, like, but my sleep's like deep. I don't know. It's weird. And I haven't been doing anything different but using this spray.
Just that?
Yes. And wow. They sent me a whole bunch today, like all different ones. But yeah.
How good.
I know. So good.
How has lockdown been going? What's been going on? How many dates have been going on?
We can't talk about that. We're in lockdown.
Date walks, you know. Date walks.
Like coffee dates and stuff. No, not really. Not many. But what was going to say, this lockdown for me, I found the last one a lot harder. That I think. Yeah. The last one was
because
my hardest
Because it came
one.
Out of blue.
It came out of the blue. I've spoken about this on the podcast before. I was dealing with something that had just happened. I Sydney weren't in lockdown. So I was seeing all these Sydney people that we know, or even Melbourne friends that escaped that were in Sydney going to Fashion Week, all these things. And I think it was just shit. This one hasn't been that hard because majority of Australia are currently actually in lockdown. So like Melbourne, well, Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia are all in lockdown as we speak. So I don't know. I don't find this one as bad. And Tully Lou has been fucking pumping. So we have
the
been
new Choc Brown. Oh, wow.
We have actually like, I've actually been getting not stressed. I wouldn't use the word stressed. I'm just getting overwhelmed because I have a lot of shit to do.
But great word.
Are you enjoying this lockdown?
I've got my mum here with me, so it's actually not that bad. I've got company at night. Am I enjoying it? No, because I hate my freedom being taken away
from
me.
No one enjoys a lockdown. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying, like, how has it been different to other lockdowns?
Do you know what I'm actually probably finding the most challenging? I'm so used to my own space and doing what I want when I want, and now this is a completely different lockdown. This is my mum's first lockdown. And if I just want to watch a brain dead show, I can't. Like, she might be watching Netflix and I'm like,
that would piss me off a little bit. Just because, like, it's not our first fucking rodeo.
Yeah. I knew what I can do at night and all that. But, like, in saying that, she's great company. Shout out, Barb. Love you. But I'm finding I'm just going to bed earlier.
Yeah, same. Like, early bed is like, like, I'm bored at night. I'm like, there's nothing else to do. I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah. And my mum's like, what would you traditionally be doing? I was like, I would be going out, meeting friends, having dinners. I wouldn't be coming back until later.
Yeah.
It's just different.
I also have been finding that if I don't set up my morning, and we've spoken about this before on podcasts, like about lockdown and stuff, but this lockdown I've really noticed, if I don't set up my morning properly, my whole day's fucked. Like mentally, the way I think, everything, like I'm a fucking Debbie Downer. And I really have to make sure that I see someone in the morning, if it's meeting them for coffee, going for a walk or a workout, I need to be around someone for that interaction.
Yep.
I don't know.
Mix it up.
Yeah. But anyway, let's stop talking about lockdowns. I'm so over it, even though we're currently in it, but I'm so done.
Have you had any random thoughts lately?
Random thoughts? Not really. I know you're going to ask me a question about something random.
Because I had a random thought. Pre-lockdown, we're at a friend's house for dinner, and I'd already have occurred to me this thought. I was like, what's the cheapest thing people do?
Yeah.
And it's actually been a conversation starter.
Not the cheapest thing people do. No, we're talking like about cheapest. Let's go back to what the conversation was. So the conversation was, we're talking about one of our friends, Rosa. I'm just going to say her name. Rosa. So we go to Foxfit. No lie, we go to Foxfit. There is a toilet paper roll in Foxfit. And she was talking to me the day before. She's like, oh my God, you know what just like came to my head? Like the toilet paper in Fox, for all these years that we've gone, I thought it said Porsche.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean you thought it said Porsche? And she's like, every time I went to the toilet, I was just like, fuck, Tom must be desperate. He must go to the Porsche showroom and steal the Porsche toilet paper. And I was like, what the fuck? And we were laughing about it. And she's like, honestly. And then she's like, and then I realized I saw it the other day and it says Rorsch, not with like the P, with the R. And I was like, we're laughing. The
same font though.
It's the same font. Yeah. And we're laughing. And then the next day I went to the gym and I went to the toilet and I was laughing because it looks exactly like, if you look at it briefly, it looks like Porsche.
Yeah.
So she for all these years had thought Tom, our trainer, was stealing toilet paper from Porsche and then taking it back to the gym. And we were just laughing about it. So that's what your question is.
No, then it just started a flow on conversation of like, what's like, we started talking about washing. No.
Really?
No. We started talking about what's like cheap things you buy at supermarkets because you're like a tired ass and things like that.
No. It wasn't cheap things you buy. It's things that like, so for example, it was for example, one thing that I do when I go back to my parents' house is I steal the tablets for the dishwasher because they're so expensive to buy at the supermarket. That's what we were talking about.
My reason was I only buy those tablets when they're half price.
Yeah. So whenever I go home, I will steal them because I hate buying them. That's one thing I do.
And I only buy them when they're half price. Same with washing powders, but now I've got buy the Italian ones that are dirt cheap and really, really good. And so I've been going around asking friends and family what's the cheapest thing, like what they do to save money.
Okay. I got another one once. I ran out of toilet paper in my apartment building and I ran down to the gym.
Yep.
And I stole toilet paper. That's one thing I've done other than the dishwashing tablets.
But I know another thing you do.
Uh-oh. I'm like, don't say it out loud. What is it? Turn the mic off and then say it. What?
No. So there's maybe only one or two reasons you go to Aldi.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. So and actually don't give shit on Aldi because Aldi's actually really fucking cool. Like sorry to anyone that goes to Aldi.
I
go to Aldi now too. I'm not ashamed of it. But I had this perception a few years ago that Aldi was like, that's what I thought it was. And I will admit that and I'll say that now. I just thought the produce was shit. I just thought all that. Anyway, that's what my perception of Aldi was. Am I a fucking idiot? Yes, because it's not like that. Anyway, and I remember going to Aldi once and I was like, this Aldi stinks. Like I went to Aldi once and I was like, it smells so bad. I don't know what was going on, but just smelled gross. And I don't like bad smells.
I find Aldi is
the cleanest.
No, the Kmart version of the supermarkets.
But I like Kmart.
That's what I'm saying. I love Kmart. Yeah.
So I just went to this Aldi once. It stunk. And I was like, this is disgusting. So I never went there again. Anyway. Fast forward, I don't know why I went to Aldi.
Now you're a VIP customer with a loyalty card.
Seriously. Aldi, if you want to sponsor me, I'm a great ambassador. No, I ventured back to Aldi once. I can't remember why. There's things that I will go to Aldi for that I don't go to the supermarket for. One, being peanut butter. I don't want to say this because I don't want it to go off the shelves because it's really amazing. There is a peanut butter there. I've got Sarah onto it.
Yep.
It's crunchy peanut butter. It's $3.19.
Natural. And I'm pretty sure it's organic.
It is. And there is a smooth version and there is a crunchy version. But the crunchy consistency, it's not like when some crunchy peanut butters are just really thick. Yep. It's runny and crunchy.
And compared to other supermarkets who do other peanut butters that are organic, natural, they're $9.
$9. So that's one thing that I go to Aldi for, and I will go to Aldi and I literally will buy three of them at once. There is something else I buy from Aldi, the washing detergent from Aldi. There's this one particular one. I'm obsessed with the smell. It's amazing. And I'll also buy coconut oil from Aldi. There are things that I go – and also like chia seeds and stuff like that are much cheaper at Aldi.
Yep.
We rate that. But they're like – oh, and I also buy mixed roasted nuts from there. They're really good, the natural ones. So, yeah, I alternate between South Melbourne Market, Woolworths. Actually, I prefer Coles and Aldi. What else do you get cheap from the supermarket?
So, I only buy Lindt chocolate when it's on sale.
But it's cheap though, isn't it?
No. Really? And then so I'm like, nah, stuff that. So when it's on sale, I'll stock up.
Uh-huh.
When the dishwashing tablets are on sale. Oh,
dishwashing tablets are the worst. Yeah.
The washing powder, but now I go to the Italian place. That's the only real reasons that I go. But I asked my sister the same question the other week. I was like, what's the cheapest thing you do? And she takes it to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't need to do this, but she does it. So apparently catalogs come out on a Tuesday night, right?
The Aldi ones?
No, but we love Aldi catalogs.
Oh, I love an Aldi catalog.
Special buys. We love that.
I love that.
So my sister gets online and so Tuesday night they show everything what's going on sale for the next week. Woolies and Coles.
Okay.
Both of them.
Okay.
So she looks at both online catalogs and sees what's on sale, what's on half price, and so what she has to get from each supermarket.
Wait, so she goes to two different supermarkets?
Yes. And I was like, are you serious? She's like, 100%. It's kind of like a game to her now how much she can save each week. She won't buy. This is how stingy she is. So with her kids, they get a treat Friday, Saturday night, right?
Like dinner.
Like an after dinner treat. Yeah. My mum was laughing the other night. She's like, tell your sister what treat they get. And the kids were there and they go, we're only allowed treats that are ice creams that are half price that 1 week from either Coles or Woolies.
If their ice cream's expensive for what it is.
But half price. Like if you want Milo ice cream, just go F and buy Milo ice cream.
Right, if you want Milo ice cream, get vanilla ice cream and put fucking Milo on top like we used to do.
Exactly. So I thought that was pretty funny. But in a living sense, and I don't even know if this actually works, and I hope it does, but I don't know if it does. I have to check my electricity bill. But at night,
your sister does this too.
No, I do it. I like flick off, like say my printer, my laptop charger and all that, so it's not charging or it doesn't have electricity.
Is that just an OCD thing? That's weird.
No, but I think it saves money.
Really?
Yeah. So all the appliances you're not using at night. It's like some people turn their televisions off at the PowerPoint at night.
No.
Yeah.
Who? I'm not
like people that are saving money.
Really?
Yes. But I want to know how much money that does save. Like, is it worthwhile? Like
2 cents or something.
I don't know.
Interesting. Or another thing. I feel like everyone does this, but I do take – when you go to a hotel, like I do take the little
– 100%.
Yeah, especially when you go to a nice hotel and it's like Kevin Murphy or something. I'm like, 100%, I'm taking that. They also come in handy if you're going for like a one-night trip. I do that. But, yeah, that's the only thing. Or when I do go back to mum and dad's, I do look in the pantry because my mum buys bulk stuff. I don't know why. Like she'll buy like 10 Serenas and I'll look in and I'll be like, oh, I'll just take two. She won't notice.
Oh, yeah.
I do that a lot.
When I go to my dad's house, like I open up his wallet and I'm like, oh, God, he's got money in there. And I just say no. Not even joking. I found some pineapples in there, Dad.
Seriously.
But no, that's a, honestly, it's a really good and fun conversation starter.
Yeah, it is. So, gals, if you're going on a date or guys, maybe that's a good question to ask. Break the ice.
But I would. I shouldn't judge people, but I probably would, depending on what they like save.
Yeah. Can I just say, I actually went down to my mailbox before, and it's actually sitting behind you. The Chemist Warehouse catalog is the fucking bomb because their discounts are amazing. Chemist Warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you can save so much money at Chemist Warehouse.
On what?
Anything.
Like tanners and beauty stuff.
Everything, vitamins, everything. So never buy anything full price because Chemist Warehouse or my chemist always have sales.
Good advice. Mm. Great advice. Mm. And what else have you been thinking about lately?
When the fuck is lockdown finishing? Seriously.
Can I say this one? And you're going to be like, you've already started, so just keep saying it. I had a thought and we want to have a special guest on who has an occupation, right? You read a book with someone who has an occupation.
Huh?
So we were driving past the brothels the other week.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to you, I'm so fascinated.
Uh-huh.
Like I find the industry occupation like really, really interesting.
Yeah, because it is someone's job.
Yeah. It's the oldest job in the, mm-hmm. like if you know the Bible, oldest job in history. And I was like, I actually want to know how it operates.
And I told you I read a book of a girl who doesn't operate a brothel but she worked as a sex worker.
I even find Michelle Laurie, I think it was her, she used to be a receptionist at a brothel.
Really?
Yes. And she was like, it was the best job.
Yeah, it's really fascinating because it's like, and I read a book and it's called Come and it's by Rita, I don't know her last name. I have DM'd her before. So if anyone does know her, I've DM'd her before, maybe twice, to ask her to come on because I read her book and I thought the way she wrote it, her life, everything was so – like it was one of those books I just couldn't put down. Mm. And I find her very like – I don't know, just like it was really fascinating. And she'd be a good one to
I'm reading The Trauma Cleaner and she was also a sex worker for a bit.
Really?
Yeah, really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. So one of my thoughts was – and people might know this, and if you do know this, can you please let me know because it's just something I want to know, how it operates as an industry. Is it by hour? Is it like
– what, the actual worker?
Yeah, by hour.
You need to read – I told you this. You need to read the Come book. It talks all about like things
in – that's my thing. Is it by hour? Is it as soon as like – he's finished, they're done, or as soon as that, do they?
Why are you asking me? You need to do
I want
to,
that's my, that, these are my thoughts. Yeah, well, this I is told what I know. You,
I told you to read the book.
I've asked you for numerous books lately and I haven't got them.
The Calm book, I actually sent it to Bill Goldsmith because he wanted to read it. So I don't even have it anymore.
Oh, well, then why offer it to me, idiot?
I didn't offer it to you. I said you need to go buy it. And you need to go to support Rita because I like her. So you go buy her book.
Okay, I will go buy her book.
Thank you.
And she that gives me the breakdown?
It just talks about all that stuff. It doesn't give you a breakdown, but it talks about all that stuff. And it's a really fucking good book.
Okay.
I also love reading autobiographies, so it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so today.
Yes.
We're obviously talking smack now, but we just had a good little banter chat with one of our good friends, Laura, who has been on the podcast before. And you were talking with her yesterday, I think, about just dating and stuff like that. And she actually is – she's a lot younger than us but has a lot of life experience and especially dating experience. And we wanted to hear it from a younger point of view.
I was going to say wise beyond her years.
Exactly. And it's no – lie. I've said that about 10 times. Why do I keep saying that? No lie.
No lie about what?
No, it's no lie that like a lot of you, I said it again. No, a lot
can
of,
relate to our dating stories.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was just saying a lot of you that listen come to us when we talk about just banter stuff like that and dating and just chat. We get quite good reviews.
No people, lie.
Yeah, no lies. I don't know why I'm saying that. But yeah, so we wanted to just chat to her about dating the younger scene and she gives us some good bangers actually, a good advice.
I wanted to know what we could do to
No.
What was her perception of our dating lives and what we could do to shake it up, make it a little bit more spicy?
I didn't want to know that.
Well, I asked for both of us.
I don't want to know. I'm fine. Oh, my God. Anyway, so we had Laura on. So we hope you guys enjoy it. And I think we should just go straight into the conversation. It's kind of broken up into two conversations this episode, but we are in lockdown, so we don't have much for you guys. Our life's pretty fucking boring.
Speak for yourself. No lie.
Okay, let's just stop saying that. I don't know why I keep saying it.
Enjoy, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Bye. What's up, Laura?
Hello.
It's nice to have you back.
I know. Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited.
Of course. Well, obviously you're in Sydney at the moment. I think last time we recorded with you, I think we were in lockdown maybe.
Yeah.
And now you're in lockdown and then so are we, which is disappointing, but we have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, all the time in the world. So
exactly.
Yeah.
People are obviously sick of us talking about our dating lives. That's why we brought you on, Dewey, to bring in a little bit of fresh.
I love it. I was thinking about it, and obviously we've been friends now for like 6 or 7 years, and you've actually been with me through a few boyfriends now, which I really think you've seen the like ride the wave of all the different partners and, you know, long-term boyfriends and, you know, the short-term boyfriends.
The side hustles.
Yeah, the side hustles.
I was just thinking about it before. I'm like, I don't know if I've actually known single Laura. Like
I've been single, I've been LA. But, like, also remember, you were with me. I just remembered. You were with me when I got ghosted in the club.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. That was.
Yes. Like, I was literally dating that guy, and he fully got, like, we were looking at each other, and then he just, yeah,
oh
it was
God,
a
that's the athlete. When you said yesterday, oh, my God, I totally forgot. Oh, my God, there's so many stories.
Stop. Are you making me sound like I'm really, like, also dating
no, a lot? No.
I have, and I'm actually not ashamed of that. But, yes, no, I have dated quite a few.
No, but also, you have, like, you are very experienced in life, I would say, for someone who is younger than us.
Yes.
You have, obviously, if anyone listened to the last episode, you've lived in LA, like you've lived in Sydney, you've lived in London, everywhere. So that's a lot of boys, babe.
I've seen it all.
I just want to rewind for a second because obviously, Tull, you and I like love the single life.
Yeah.
And I find it weird, friend. I shouldn't say weird, but there's a lot of girls that go from relationship to relationship and we're like, how the fuck does that happen? We can't even get one. Why relationships, Dewey?
Sure. So I'm going to divide this up into two parts because I believe the first part of my boyfriend to boyfriend was purely because I couldn't be alone and I was bored, and when I became single again, I just kind of already had someone in the back of my mind as that other relationship was ending that I kind of had not had my eye on but thought was cute and liked to get to know. And then I just found myself in these comfortable patterns. But I really do believe that that spoke more about myself and not actually about the boys and not wanting to be single. I'm really fun single, but I think if I really bring it down to why I go from boy to boy, and this is probably from the ages of, say, 18 to like 21, 22, it was really about just like, oh no, I'm going to be alone. And I was definitely groomed in my family and in my friendship groups that you need to have a boyfriend. I grew up in a small town and it was like, you know, the steps of life was high school, maybe uni, job, marriage. And so I think I was always kind of that pressured. So that's probably the first reason. And then the second reason, or not the second reason, when I became good with myself and I no longer needed a boyfriend, I just think that I've been put in such incredible positions and I meet fucking great guys. Yeah. Every guy I've dated in the past, say, 2.5, 3 years has been a legend. Like, yeah. You know, I remember, Tal, you and I wrote New Year's Eve, New Year's Day resolutions.
Yeah.
And I remember writing, I was seeing a guy and I was so scared to get back into a relationship purely because I had never been single. Mm-hmm. And I remember writing on my resolution being like, you know, this is so scary. I don't know if I even want this. You know, everyone around me has told me to be single. And so I just think in the past, 2 to 3 years, it's actually more been about I get single and I meet these incredible men who just bring so much joy and adventure to my life. And not all of them have necessarily turned into boyfriends, mm-hmm. but they've just been people that I've been seeing. And I think back and all the coolest experiences aren't reliant on a man, but it's the experiences from meeting them that's kind of created this really cool experience. So definitely there's two parts of it. And I'd like to think that I no longer need a boyfriend. I want one because it complements my life.
Yeah.
Do young 20-year-olds, like your friends, have the same dating issues as us?
I don't think so. I don't know what type of issues though, because I could, like, when you say the word issue.
Tell us, like, if one of your girlfriends came to you for, like, help or advice, because you are in a really, really happy relationship at the moment. Shout out to Ben. We love you. Not that I've actually met you yet because of COVID, but I know, sucks, but what would they come to you like about? Obviously, they come to you.
I'm just trying to think about my girlfriends that may need boy advice. Honestly, it's a lot of like not committing, not sure where you stand. I think there's also with a few of my girlfriends, lack of trust, just with like obviously Instagram and just the commitment issues of being like, you never know what's out there and the what ifs. And I think social media definitely makes it hard for that. That's kind of the big ones. But otherwise, my girlfriend, when I think of one, my girlfriend can't, and she's, I think, one of the coolest, kindest women I've ever met. She can't find a good enough guy, and she's 23, or not good enough guy. She can't meet a guy because I genuinely think she's like wife material. And I know that's weird.
Talking about us.
we always get that because that's like
so it's my boyfriend's sister. Her name's Em, if you're listening, shout out. But she's one of the coolest women I've ever met. She's just great. She's kind. I've never seen her be dramatic. Like, I'm the most dramatic person, and she is so cool, calm, collected always. And she's a babe, and she's hot, but she cannot meet these guys. And she's seen guys and like slept with guys in the past kind of few years, but I genuinely think she's actually too good for a guy that's just wanting, that's our age and that just wants something.
It sounds like you probably maybe need someone a little bit older. I think when you're like that at that age, you probably do need someone a little bit older with their head screwed on. I find, like, I don't know why, but I date all guys that are younger than me. It's really annoying. It's just something like attracted to them, whatever. But I find that they're just not in the same headspace as someone with their head screwed on.
Right. It's so interesting because, one of my exes was my age, Colin, and I don't mind saying his name, and he was one of the most emotionally mature people I knew.
He was.
And he was like, and it was crazy. And then I've dated, you know, people 12 years older than me, and it has been so immature, like to the point of like, you know, like we would find each other like trying to go like a day without texting each other, and then he would spend another day not replying to me, and it was like weird games of like unfollow, follow, and it's like,
who is that?
He's older. No, I can't shame anyone.
I think I know in my head. My bad.
I want to ask a question about that person.
Yeah.
He will remain nameless, but
you can't say this because people are going to know. I know what you're going to say.
I know what you're going to say,
well,
too.
I know what she's going to say as well.
Let's leave that question for in a bit.
Okay.
Good one.
Come back to it because I know and I think it's a great question.
Okay. Because it's relevant to some people.
Yeah, sure.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Okay, bloody hell, just
go. Say it later. Say it later. So for you, Laura, do you find, because I even talking to you now, and obviously, like we said before, we've known you for a long time, I have seen your, like, even the way you speak now and talk, to me, you're like sound happier and more confident. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you being like that has helped attract Ben, who was fucking amazing, into your life?
1,000%. I literally, one of the reasons I was so keen to be brought onto this podcast is I just wish I could spread the word so heavily on, you know, when people would say, like, you've got to love yourself before you love someone else, mm-hmm. or someone can love you. It's to the core, absolutely correct. Every relationship that I was in while I had acne, or was suffering within my career, or was suffering within, like, or like body or like self-esteem issues, I genuinely sabotaged every relationship. Ways of being extremely insecure, extremely jealous. I wouldn't, like, I would go through my partner's phone or, like, you know, see who they're following. And honestly, now I don't even know where Ben, I'm not even kidding. Ben's not home right now and I don't even know where he is. And I don't mind. And I have so much trust in him that it doesn't, but that's obviously from now.
Yeah.
But, you know, yes, I do think that self-worth and self-confidence has everything to do with it.
That was Sarah.
And so I just truly think that if you see that you're self-sabotaging your relationship, like, prioritize yourself. And if you think it's time to step away of that relationship and enter a relationship with yourself, what that looks like, you know, that might be having really open, raw discussions with girlfriends. It may be confronting some, like, fears and some insecurities about yourself, to then grow your confidence. Because I think talking is, like, the number one thing to basically get your confidence back. The more I chatted to girls about what I was feeling, so many other girls were like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That same thing. And it allowed me to feel less alone, and therefore it made me feel like I was part of something, and my confidence just grew more and more and more, and I just felt more self-worth. And I also was placing less importance on my appearance, on my this and that, and more of just being proud of who I was. So by the time I met Ben, I was like, oh, I'm the greatest girlfriend alive. Like,
yeah.
No guy deserves me. You know, like, saying that in a non-narcissistic way, but I truly respected myself so high that no matter which boy I dated, he was going to respect me too because I respected myself. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that really portrays in my relationship. Whereas, like, I remember my first boyfriend in America, he would, like, go to the movies with his guy friends. And I remember being in genuine fetal position, like, in tears, being like, oh my gosh, I'm so alone, I'm so sad. At the time, I was 17 and I had no girlfriends. And
I was also living in another country.
Yeah, and I was feeling very isolated. However, now I'm like, oh, darling, go. I'm like, you want to go? I'm like, are you going to go, like, even on a footy trip for, like, a week? Oh, are you going to get topless waiters? You do what you got to do. Like, I'll be here when you want. And that's purely because I'm so secure within myself that I know Ben would want to love me because I'm worthy and deserving of love.
Yeah.
But that's also, you have so much trust in him as a person.
Yeah, and I've got to keep it. Like, I will not try and take away from the fact that, like, he's a very trusting man. He's dealt with infidelity before in his past relationships. So our core is communication and trust. Like, we have so many uncomfy conversations that, like,
I love that.
I've never had this with someone, but that's also because we're always, always just, like, pushing each other to wanting to be in a better relationship. If I could spend the rest of my life with him, I could and I would. But that's because we had these really raw conversations and I actually get to see how his brain works. I'm like, oh, that's aligned with someone, you know, I want to be with. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
What dating advice would you give to Tully and I?
Oh, do you know what? I just think you girls are the best girls ever. And I'm dumbfounded that you are not snatched up by.
Look, we've both dated doozies in the past. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I actually probably would agree that advice may be, like, look elsewhere. And if you've got a pattern
elsewhere,
let's get real here. If you've seen patterns that it hasn't worked with previous men, and I know that one time we sat around at a restaurant and we showed images of our exes to compare if we had a type.
Oh my god, we did too.
In LA, you both have a type. I would say if you're picking a pattern, why is it not working? And is there a common denominator?
Do you know Sarah's mom?
Men, not to completely blame it on men, but what I'm saying is there a common denominator and can we shift and find out what that is?
No, we can't, because I had this discussion with my mum the other day There's a guy up in Sydney and he...
Who, you?
Yeah. And he...
Fuck off the Sydney people.
He FaceTimed me and then he wanted... He's like, oh...
Hang on, you, that's also right there. I think that's... No, 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 but the long distance, I don't think that's... I don't think it's fair to say fuck long distance because I've done long distance and I've done it healthily and happily. And I think that's actually a roadblock. My advice to you is be open-minded. Sorry.
The point of this, so he's very different to me, and mum even picked that up when he was sending voice notes. Mum's like, we like him, and I'm like, mum, we don't. And she's like, Sarah, you always go for the same type, blah blah blah. I was like mum, I never liked performing arts kids, I'm not going to now, like, no.
And she's you have to give him a go.
And I was like, nah, sorry, no, like, I get what you mean, but no.
I will admit, but within a spectrum, you're still allowed to have things that you wouldn't negotiate on. And I think that's fair.
That's what I mean. People say you have to go for ones that you haven't gone from before. And I'm like, well, I can't go from like that.
Zero to 100.
Opposite.
Totally. And I agree with you completely. It's just about finding that middle ground. And I just think it's all about like, but even still, like, here's me being devil's advocate. Like, who's to say you wouldn't have an incredible conversation with that person? Like, imagine meeting at a
coffee shop. Because he already kind of does my head in.
Okay, exactly.
It's done. It's not even a question. The moment that they start annoying you and the moment, like, you get the ick, that's what the cool kids say, the ick. Yeah.
You've been watching too much TikTok.
Yeah, I love TikTok. So if you get the ick, right, it's time to, like, and I get the ick a lot. Like, if you guys know me, when someone chews loud, they, like, sniff, I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill you. So I know what the ick's like.
I get the ick, but then I get bored, like, 2 months later.
Well, then they're not entered. Like, then fuck me. This is what I have to put up with, you know? No, I think you're right.
You know, okay, so then I interject who someone is in a healthy, happy, loving relationship. And not all of mine. I'm not here bragging, being like, I'm in the best relationship ever. I'm just more being like, congratulations, Laura, because that is something really cool that you've worked on. But what I was getting to is Ben does things that pisses me off, like, fuck me, pisses me off. However, it's that doesn't outweigh how much I love him or care about him. Like, the boy farts more than I've ever met anyone. Like, I cannot. And, you know, living together, sharing a bed, it's a lot. But obviously my love for him overrides that. So you're just gonna meet someone that, like, you don't care if they chew.
Yeah, that's true.
Going in,
you'll groom them and you'll just be like, hey, have you ever tried maybe closing your mouth when you eat?
Seriously. Oh my god, there's so many people could say that too. Literally.
If Tully finds a boy she likes who chews with his mouth open, she's gonna come to me, invite me for dinner and say to I'm going to have to say to him, mate, you have to chew your mouth.
I've been pretty lucky.
Close your mouth.
I've been pretty lucky with guys that I have dated. Like, they don't chew with their mouth open, thank fuck. But that's like one ick for me. I'm like, oh, kill me now.
Going into your relationship with Ben, did you know what you wanted from a relationship and what you didn't want and what red flags were because you dated so much before?
And some of the guys you've dated before, to be completely honest, have been so toxic, babe.
Yes.
What do you mean by toxic?
Just like the way that they treated her. Like, for example, I'm not even going to name the name, but I think we all know who I'm talking about. Just the way that he treated you. Like, it wasn't fair.
He wanted to keep it under wraps, and he crushed my self-esteem because he'd only come around at night, and, you know, there wasn't a lot of like hanging out in public, and
no.
I was so, that was probably the height of my kind of insecurities.
Yeah.
I think I latched onto his validation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a very, very toxic relationship. He's an asshole, but what I will say is I fell into it so much deeper because I saw his validation and his affection. Like, that's all I could see, and I was tunnel visioned. Mm-hmm. When if I was me now, I would never date him, or at least I would never like allow myself to fall so deep into a toxic relationship, because I'd be like, Laura, you deserve better than that. Like, no one deserves that. But at the time, I couldn't see that. And my girlfriends, I like, shout out to you girls, shout out to like my girlfriends, like Maddie, Emery, Georgia, like they stood by me and watched me do this. And I'll never forget this piece of advice that Emery told me. And it was, never feel like you're a burden for wanting to talk about a guy that you like. Because I feel like sometimes when you over talk about a guy especially that you know that your friends don't like, you become like, oh my gosh, I can't talk about it, I can't talk about it. And then you stop talking and you stop telling your friends because you don't want them to judge you. Yeah. And it becomes even more toxic because you don't want to talk to your friends and confide in your friends. However, what happens when you are really, really low because he's fucked you over again and then you don't want to tell your girlfriends because they don't approve? Obviously, it's like a really unhealthy, unhappy cycle.
Yeah. Are you talking about Tully and I?
What do you mean?
No!
No, the relationship where we're in a toxic one, then you don't talk to your friends. So then,
No,
I've done that to Sarah before. Like,
we've both done it.
Yeah, both done. That's
what happened. I didn't even know that.
But you know what? That when you start doing that, next time that happens, that is the first red flag to fuck them off.
And so that's why
that's not okay.
And that's why I will always say to a girlfriend now, hey, do you know what? Never, never, ever, ever worry about me judging you. Because I want to create a safe environment. Like, obviously, I may not love what you're going through, but I want to be here with you through it. And please don't ever think you're a burden for talking about it. And so I just think, like,
I don't think I was a burden. Why I didn't tell Tull what was going on in my relationship was because I was embarrassed.
No, I was
totally that in itself, you know. Yeah. If you had told Tull, then maybe she could then interject and be like, hey, Sarah, like, as your best friend, I really just want to, like, speak up for you. Or she could just say, hey, I'm here to hold your hand. Like, yeah. Shit situation. I'm here for you. No judgment.
Yeah. I also think another reason why I probably didn't say anything as well, because I'm like, oh, like, I'm obviously in a relationship. I don't want her to hate him even more or not like that.
Really? No, totally, totally.
I never hated him.
No, I'm just saying, but like I'm scared that you would hate him. Like,
I bring it back. What is he doing that's so terrible to you that may make Sarah hate him because Sarah wants to have your best interest at heart?
True. I can't say, but like,
is this an intervention for me?
I don't know, maybe. Fuck. We're supposed to be giving the peeps. No, but do you know what the best thing about this whole thing is when we do podcasts like this, like what you said before, a lot of us women are going through the same thing, and it's good to hear other people talk about it because, or just awareness.
What's your, I want to ask Tull a question about dating at the moment.
Yeah.
How is your dating going at the moment?
It's actually okay.
Yeah.
I'm like quite content at the moment. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, and especially with lockdowns, I'm like, oh, like I need to be like occupied, but I'd say it's all right. Like I'm fine.
I also say, like, lockdown is a great time to jump on a dating app. I am all for dating apps.
Yeah. Like, I'm messaging a few guys. I'm hanging out with a couple of guys. But, yeah, I'm kind of content at the moment. Like, I'm just, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And that's the tea.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
I only say that because we were on a run the other week and one of our friends asked Tal if she'd caught up with this one particular guy. And Tal was like, no, I haven't. And it'd been like probably at three nights in a row that he was like, oh, nah, like I can't. And in my head, I'm like, little fucker, like.
Oh, no, I've seen him though.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all right.
So
then.
All good.
Okay.
You know that. She's keeping secrets from
never
me.
Asked me.
Oh, see? Anyway.
But that's right. It's still early stages. And I know that sometimes when you're in the earliest stages, you may not be. I just burped on air. I'm so sorry. You may not be as inclined to want to tell girlfriends just in case it turns to shit and then you have to relive the embarrassment of being like, fuck, work out with another guy.
Yeah, true. That's true.
No, I'm pretty sure I'd FaceTime Tull after I've had sex and be like, just happened. Good night.
Really?
not literally, but you know, not literally.
I don't really want to know. No, yeah, lockdown's funny. I actually want to talk about dating apps. Look, have you actually been on a dating app?
I was on Raya. And I liked Raya. I met, like, I went on a few guys. I actually ended up going to Hawaii with a guy I met on
Raya. Oh, yes. I remember. And about 2 weeks later, a different girl went.
This is true. He did turn out to, not be too successful. And if you are a girlfriend of mine, you would know that after I left Hawaii, he invited another girl.
Yes.
And in bed, like, literally the day I flew out. Another one came in, but he learned, I learned, I would never date him again, and we don't have an existing relationship to this day, but I will say I had a great time with him. He was always fun. Like, we were constantly having fun and doing fun things. We'd literally gone on, like, one date, and he's like, come to Hawaii with me, and I was like, fuck it, let's go.
I like
and that was the day we chatted on Raya, the dating app.
What would be, okay, so I've got four things that piss me off about dating apps, about
like profile photos and I wrote them down.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Can I just say, okay, so tell me, can I tell you mine?
Well, do you want me to
selfie?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like, get it off. Do you know what annoys me? When it's a group photo and it's emojis on all his friends by himself.
Oh, that's weird.
Group photos, when there's so many group photos that you actually don't know what.
That's annoying. And then you think you know who it is. You're like, damn, he's hot. And then that's the worst. The pic with the fucking dog.
I love a dog pic.
I'm like, me. Or if it's a cat, I'm like, you're a narcissist.
A picture with the ex is worse. Or with a girl is worse.
Oh, yeah, with a girl. And another one that I had, a group selfie, and he's put a circle, like drawn a circle around his face. I'm like,
unless they do that in an ironic way. Like, for me, a non-negotiable, they must have a meme. Like, I love when someone has like a funny photo that shows their sense of humor. I always like when someone's doing something that's not necessarily taking the piss, but like they have some sense of like, whether it be a meme or it's been edited to be funny or like their face is photoshopped in something funny. Like, yeah, I rate that. And I think it's like an initial, like, aha, like, we're going to find that thing sort of, yeah, funny. I don't love, okay, this is a definite non-negotiable, a hunting photo. I'm not a vegan, but, like, I don't want you holding a dead animal, even if it's a fish. And I know that there are keen fishermen, and my partner, I'm sure he doesn't mind fishing every now and then, but I don't want to see that on a dating profile, unfortunately. Right. And that might be too niche, but it's just who I am.
Nah, a dead animal, that's fucked.
My no-go is if they're wearing ripped jeans.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. We just while like talking about funny little kind of non-negotiables, it just reminds me of a time that I was at a music festival and I was single, and it was like maybe the night before New Year's Eve, and I really wanted a New Year's kiss. I was like, I'm definitely going to kiss a boy at New Year, Countdown. And I'd been like, met this guy, and I was like, oh, he's kind of hot. He's got a few tattoos, kind of got like a bad boy vibe to him. Even though I was like, oh, he might be a bit bad for me, but like New Year's kiss could be fun.
My time.
Anyway, I'm like hanging out with him, chatting with him, like flirting with him a bit. Anyway, I'm like talking about his tattoos. I'm like, wow, like hot. Anyway, he goes, this one's my favorite. He pulls down his lip and in his gums, it said, sit here. Yeah.
That's kind of hot.
No.
No, that's not
that way.
No,
everything
was hot up until he pulled his lip down.
And it said, sit here. No, that's like, that
fades.
No, but sit here. That's
yeah, like as a woman, like, no, I'm not going to just sit there. Like, oh my God, Sarah, you surprised me.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, haha, that's kind of funny.
But
he wasn't ironic. It wasn't in an ironic, funny way. Like,
he was generally having a crack at you.
That's how that was.
Wow. No, I would not do it. I'm a prude in that sense, but.
Yeah. No, it wasn't to him like a funny, haha, look what I've got. It's like, oh yeah, like this is hot.
Like, sit on me. Yeah.
Yeah. And he got it in like Ibiza, like on a boys trip. And I was like, okay, just says a lot about you.
That would have turned me off so much. Like, he sounded so hot up until that part.
I know. I'm sorry if he is listening to this because I think he is from Melbourne, but.
Oh, get out.
Let me guess. Is he a footballer?
No, I don't think so. He added me on Facebook, actually, which also says a lot.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I know you mentioned another question you wanted to ask me.
Yes, Sarah does.
Yeah.
About?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. So you dated someone who couldn't have sex.
Yes. Okay. So
how did you go dating someone like that? Because it might be a thing. I might meet someone who's religious and they won't have sex with me.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, exactly. It's obviously, it wasn't obvious, but it was because of his religious views that he was waiting till marriage. I'm not someone that's ever waited. I mean, I've actually never been married, but
Mr. Jewett thinks you still a nice little virgin. So
I know you've
never had sex.
What? anyway, yeah, no. So he and I were seeing each other for a little bit. Obviously entering a relationship that doesn't, obviously connect in that sort of way. I'm a sexual person. If you get to know me for more than kind of like 10 minutes, I'll start oversharing about like you know, hilarious things that I've experienced or done. And so for me to kind of...
Actually, the biggest overshare, sorry, I'm just remembering what you told me once. Sorry, keep going.
Like, yeah, I think I respected his views. Ultimately, it didn't work out. It actually didn't work out for very long at all. It was a very, very brief. I wouldn't even say dating, to be honest. Yeah. It was just like, we hung out for a bit. There was definitely like, it took a while for me to understand as someone that's, I lost my virginity at 14. Mm-hmm. I know, shocking, but I've always been quite someone that's a sexual person with my mm-hmm. partner. Yeah. I enjoy it. I, you know, who doesn't like sex? And especially with a loved one, I think it's great. I mean, fuck yeah. So for me, that was a difficult situation to understand. He knew very quickly, he's quite a bit older than me, that it wouldn't work between him and I in general, just because of age and just where we were at in life. So I think he never even tried to kind of push those beliefs onto me, because I think ultimately he knew he wasn't going to marry me and thus have sex with me. Mm-hmm. All I would say is, if you are interested in dating someone that shares those beliefs, like, just make sure you communicate. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'd say just invest in a vibrator.
Yeah, 100%. But wait,
If you're not following the same views as that person, because I think in beliefs like masturbating is also probably deemed as a sin. In some religions. So I would say, I don't know. But
that's an interesting question. I wonder if it is.
But wait, can I just ask, were you just like, was there foreplay?
We would kiss, yes.
So nothing. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
So just kissing. Oh, yeah. Man, I don't know if I could do that.
Hang on, but you know what it was? It reminded me of the Sex and the City episode where Samantha started seeing this, like, yoga guy, and he was saying the best foreplay is not having sex at all. And, like, to be fair, like...
Oh, my God.
Like, kissing someone and knowing that you cannot, it almost was like, holy shit, like, I want it so much more. And there's something cryptic and twisted about that, but, like... Mm. Yeah, it's kind of hot that you can't.
Wait, it's kind of like, this is like the same kind of thing, but when you've got your period, I don't know about you guys, but
totally.
When you have your period,
you're on heat.
Like literally so fucking horny that you're like, it's horrendous. Mm.
I was listening to a podcast today and they actually...
Oh, God, I just realized my mum and dad are going to listen to this.
Don't worry, same. Fine.
And they said that like animalistic ways, you shouldn't let your partner like come when you're having sex with you, because
what do you mean?
Well, and mate, it's more of a turn on if they actually don't climax with you, because then it's again like
not the same time,
the thrill of the chase. No, like at all. Like if they're going to come somewhere else, not inside you.
On your boobs.
No, not with you. Yeah, like, not at all.
I know.
Not at all.
At that point, because
And then back off.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow. Who did you hear that from?
I don't know.
Podcast. Call her daddy.
One of the podcasts I was listening today. And I like they did a whole like reason why, like, I know back in the day when you lived in tribes and then once he came inside you, you're like say impregnated, then he'd think, okay, along to the next one.
Don't think
it's a very primal thing.
I don't know.
If they don't come to
like ownership thing.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Very primitive shit, but, you know, maybe worth a try.
I didn't realize this podcast was going to get R-rated. This episode. Love that. Love that. Do you have any other questions?
No.
I loved it. Do you want to address anything else, Laura, about dating?
Oh, I was chatting to my mum on the phone today. And we were talking about infidelity in relationships and what that looks like. And I was just talking to mum about how often, like, you know, those who do cheat in a relationship or have the urge to cheat is really coming from an insecure place of not, you know, feeling worthy enough usually for your...
Oh my God, we talk about this all the time.
Tully and I actually have a pack in our life. Like if either of us cheats on our partner, please do not...
No judgment.
You're not allowed to judge because something else is going on.
I was going to say, and I spoke to my mum about it and I was like, do you know what? Everyone, like, you know, I wouldn't say that, like, I agree or approve of cheating, but, you know, it actually says a lot about that person and how much they're hurting truly deeply inside. There's also narcissists and, like, egotistic people, and not just men, women as well, who cheat because they just want to get a target.
Yeah.
So ego also is a negative thing, and they might be, you know, so, you know, unsatisfied with themselves that they're using their ego to get these people. But what my point was... was Mum said a quote, and it was like, I wrote it down.
My thing is, like, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. No, that's never. Why you can't throw judgment.
But then I agree with the ego narcissistic people as well.
So my mum said, happy eyes don't wander. And before she said it, just after she said it, I go, hang on, Mum, do you mean happy relationship eyes don't wander or happy with yourself, therefore your eyes won't wander? And Mum's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, there's a big difference. There's a difference with your spouse. You can be literally so happy with your partner and still find yourself eyes wandering, because you may not think you're worthy, or you may not think you're like loving. Like, you may have the best partner in the world and you still might go out on a girl's night and feel yourself checking people out. True. And that might be because you genuinely don't feel worthy enough or like whole enough with yourself that you're content with your life. And I just think that that phrase, happy eyes don't wander, is more a correlation to like being happy with yourself. And when you're so deeply happy with yourself, you just fully trust yourself. You don't need to go in the room and impress men, women, whatever it may be, because you're happy with yourself and therefore your eyes don't wander. And I just had that conversation with Mom, and like, you know, it's something that everyone needs to work on and have more open conversations about, you know. It's an interesting one, and definitely in today's world where, you know, your eyes can wander on your phone.
Yeah.
And to what extent is appreciating a very sexy man or like women is, you know, like, I love going to bed, oh my God, that girl is so hot. And I love saying to him, oh, like, look at that guy, like, stunning. And, you know, I don't think that's inappropriate, but then it's like, okay, well, you know, at what point, you know.
I agree.
Find that line. And I just think it's really important to have your conversation. Like, Ben and I all the time, I literally will be on a road trip, like, you know, like, we'll play like games of like, who would like, not, I don't want to say who would you rather, but yeah, you know, like,
yeah,
fuck, marry, or kill. And we'll do that, you know, like in a jest way. And like, but I don't have a problem with him doing that or saying that, because it's, you know, we're happy and healthy. Yeah. So I don't get jealous. Like, I think he'd say that.
But if you're a girl and you're playing that game and you're getting jealous or like wondering, then there's an issue with your relationship. Yes. Like, if you're thinking, oh, he's messaging your ex, like all that stuff, I'm like, maybe you need to look at your relationship, because there's obviously something going on there that you don't trust.
But we are intuitive, because I had been in a relationship where I saw, this was before Instagram changed, updated, but when your search area, and remember it used to be like who you search the most?
Oh, yes.
My boyfriend, like my long-term partner, this random girl was at the top. I was like, oh, my gosh. Anyway, we broke up, and now he's been there for 3 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Wow. Well, the saying of 2021, I think, for Tal and I has been get to know yourself.
Yeah. Get to know yourself, because, and it's like what you were saying before, the moment you get to know yourself, you get to love yourself, get to know yourself, and shit just rolls and it's just easier and you're happier. And you attract really fucking cool people into your life when you're in that zone, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, you know, I want to take the also stigma away of, like, you know, going back to the very start of being like, you know, from boyfriend to boyfriend, like, I don't like talking badly, even though I did reference that guy as an asshole earlier. Like, I would still give him a hug if I saw him on the street.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to not be resentful. Every time I've ever dated, from freaking 15 to now, has helped me and taught me something so valuable. It may be a negative thing that I learned and then had to push through to get to the real kind of final, you know, lesson from it. But I really think it's like, just like, don't take it too personally. Like, you are supposed to fall. You ask for, like, I've been the dumper and I've been dumped. I've been a good girlfriend and I've actually hurt people as well. And I just think it's so important to like not be hard on yourself. And also, like, there's no room for shit talking. Like, you don't need to shit talk your ex. Like, I love when I meet a girl and she's like, oh, I'm still mates. Or like, you know, it didn't end well, but like, no hard feelings. It's like, what's the point if you share something special one day? Like, that's easy for me to say, because I've never had a terrible, terrible, terrible breakup. But at the same time, I've also had to push through kind of the heartaches. And there are some partners that I have nothing to do with. And they are probably very happy with that. But I also would still give them a hug.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like every relationship you have, as much as like you're upset, heartbroken, you do learn something.
And well, the bitterness just seeps into everything. Like, every time someone brings them up, you roll your eyes and you're like, oh, fuck them. That's such
But that's normal.
Yeah, but I mean, like, imagine if you, like, stop saying that less and less, because then you're stop giving them power.
Yeah.
And when you become peace with them, they no longer have that power over you.
Yeah, I agree, Dewey.
Like, if you stop bringing it up and stop putting it out there, they can't have that affect you on you. They
we
can't
both talk to all that, like exes or people we dated.
I do.
Or just one person I haven't. But
I lived with my ex. Another weird dating thing. My ex quarantine. He lived with my family and I for 4 months. Colin and I. We'd been broken up for 6 months and I dated guys after. And then we moved in together and lived together. And we played Scrabble most days. And, you know, we still have a friendship relationship now. So I think it is possible. But he's also, everyone says that he's like a unicorn.
Oh, he is like one of the sweetest guys ever too. Yeah, you've dated some good guys, I'd have to say.
Yep.
That I know of. But anyway.
I'd love to say that I haven't been around and neither of you enough.
Yeah.
To know your partners. Like, I've actually, and this is sad, but I think I've been around more shittier ones than more positive ones. that's the truth. But like, I'm really, really, really freaking excited for the future for you two and just being like, hey, you know, this is incredible.
Yeah. We'll find a good one one day, surely.
We will.
Yeah.
We
I just snorted.
Did you roll your eyes kind of like?
No, I didn't roll my eyes. I just kind of snorted, but it wasn't on purpose. I like went to like laugh and it came out as a snort.
I think, Tal, you're going to, I don't know.
What, Tal, what about me?
I know. What she going to say?
Going to end up finding her man and she's definitely not going to be in Melbourne and you're going to have to do an international love and he might be in another country.
Like COVID.
Are you, Naomi, are you thinking someone in particular?
Oh, don't, because I really like him. Oh. Don't. He messages me all the time and I get sad.
I love that silence. There was like a 3-second silence and we were
You know, there's just always that one person in your life. Shout out, I'm not saying his name.
That's actually funny because I was talking to a friend about him this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love him.
Great guy. Rate him.
I know. We rate him a lot. It's just hard when you
live. If you're listening.
Fuck. It's just hard when you live in different countries, you know?
That is.
And COVID. But
you'd make pretty babies.
We would make pretty babies. We love him.
And also just like you make it work. I think he could definitely he'd fit in with all of us over here in Australia.
Yeah, I just have to get him on an aeroplane.
Kidnap him.
Literally. I'll just marry. Can you marry people over Zoom?
I don't know.
No.
You can't?
I'll get my officiate license. I don't know. We'll look into it.
Yeah, we should.
All right, Dewey. Sorry. I love you.
Love you.
Thank you for coming back on again.
We miss you.
Yeah.
A million.
When the borders open back up, you know where we'll be at.
Oh, I literally said that. I'm going to, first thing, I'm coming to stay with you.
Love it. Love it. Oh, my gosh. You can see in the back of my Zoom that there from Anaconda is a self-inflating mattress.
That's my bed. Done. That's done. Anyway.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.